My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hold on. We're celebrating 5 years of this.
Wow. Round of applause for Sam Adams.
I thought he made beer. He's a governor.
Now back to the Greg Hill Show birthday bash at the Sam Adams Tap Room on WEEI.
Welcome with beer in hand to the Sam Adams Tap Room. Former New England Patriot linebacker, our pal Rob Ninkovich.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
What's your choice of?
So this is Boston Brick Red.
Oh,
and you can only get that here or some of the old bars.
From what
I was told.
Yeah,
is that accurate? I think yes, that's accurate.
Excellent.
So you can't get this.
Are you happy with it?
Oh, it's terrific.
Okay. I've never had a red beer before.
It's good.
Yeah.
Before
red
we
ale?
Get to everything else, I have to say this. Yesterday, my YouTube algorithm is just bizarrely dedicated to old Patriots games.
Yeah.
Oh. You were absolutely monstrous in the divisional game against Tebow and the Broncos.
Oh, yeah, I killed them, yeah.
That might have been your best. I was watching.
You know what I regret about that game? And I should have done it, but they approached me to do Mic'd Up, right?
Okay.
At the time, I might be a little bit, you know, OCD, a little crazy. Mm-hmm. And when I'm playing, I don't know what I'm saying. So yeah. I'm thinking to myself.
As soon as the words came out of their mouth, did Edelman jump in front and say, I'll take it.
So I just was like, you know, I don't want that in my head. I don't want to have to think about what I'm saying to somebody, what I'm telling somebody.
Really?
But yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because are a lot of guys like
you
that,
have
they,
to,
don't, they don't want to do it?
You
well,
have to,
remember, I mic'd up was different.
Yeah.
Probably this one is concealed mic'd up. Yeah. So if you go up to somebody and you say something and they say something back or you're going into something, everyone knows what you're saying.
But isn't the NFL going to protect you guys? So they're not going to release if you say something.
No, you've seen some people say some stuff that they wish they don't have out there for everyone to hear. And so for me, I didn't want to have to go up to somebody and be like, yo, like especially in a playoff game because you're focused in on –
when you sacked Tebow, did he say, like, and also with you?
That guy, you know, he's pretty good. He was strong. Yeah. Let's just say he was strong. Yeah. Throwing the ball was a challenge, and that's very, very key as a quarterback. You have to throw.
The trash talking was next level, you know.
Yeah, it's like, different. I don't know. You think it's as intense as it was back then?
Well, I don't know. Maybe back then. That's why mic'd up was – when we did it, it was very beep. Everything was being bleeped out.
Yeah.
And I think guys are aware it's a little bit more rah-rah.
I think people are just too nice now.
Yes. We were the trash.
Honestly, I mean, think about Ray Lewis. He used to be like, oh, let me help you up. No, he was trying to kill you.
Literally.
Literally. Did you happen here? Happened to hear Robert Kraft on the show?
I did on the ride in, yes, Beantown.
What did you think about kind of what he said about Jerod Mayo and his ability to coach the new player?
I do think that if you are a former player, you have the ability to express to a player, I know how it feels to miss a tackle. I know how it feels to have a mental error and mess a play up. Like, let's move past that. And I think you go into certain instances where, you know, there were times where I would look at Matty P and just say, here, take my helmet.
if you're so good,
can you do it? And like, you know, and then we'd get in an argument about it. Because
I know how it feels that you want more money.
So, and I love Matty, and, you know, we have a great relationship, but there's a difference. And I think certain players look at guys that played and they have a different viewpoint of those guys. And Mayo, having been a player, rookie of the year, team captain, you can put yourself in the player's shoes, how they feel in training camp. If you're the last guy on the roster and you're doing everything you can to just, you know, scratch and claw to try and stay on the roster, you know exactly how that feels. So you can relate to the pressures and the feelings that you have in the preseason, you know, in the regular season, in the playoffs, all those things. It's very taxing. You know, everyone asks me, like, wow, Ninko, you look great. I'm like, yeah, because I'm not stressed out of my mind. And every single day I was having someone look at me and be like, oh, he's kind of chubby today. Let's see if we can replace him. Yeah, it's like, it was a very stressful environment. Everything you do is, you know, always critiqued.
Do you think it's hurting the fact that Matt Judon is being so vocal right now because he feels that maybe deeper connection or more open connection with Jerod Mayo?
Well, anytime you're going through contract stuff, you know, for me personally, I always wanted to keep it close, tight to the chest, right? And I know there's different ways, tactical ways of negotiating. Honestly, as a football player, you're trying to maximize every single day that you have, because we all know that it's a very short amount of time that you can play football. And the contracts right now are getting crazy. They're not out of control. They are in line with what the market says they are, right? So if you have a defensive end that's supposed to make $20 million bucks a year and he's making 10, then you got to try and bridge that gap, right? So I think that Judon is in the position now where he's at an age that it gets difficult, because if you're 32, then you're 33, you sign a 3-year deal, then you're 35. You know, how many 35-year-old guys are still playing? I mean, Aaron Donald right now is retired at 33.
Like, but you don't win. You don't think you win by making your coach look bad.
I think
that was a good move.
When I say keep things close to your chest, I feel like conversations, interactions should always stay private. You know, and when you start to put things out there, then that creates more conflict, more tension. You know, and it's never good when you're trying to get something done and they're trying to get something done and there's conflict.
But see, the issue, I think,
it's like me and doing the dishes,
right,
me and my wife.
Right.
And if I put it out there, it's not a good thing. I just got to keep it real quiet, do what I'm told.
Yeah.
You know,
I think the biggest issue that a lot of, because you got to understand, it's every player handles things differently. Some guys like Rob, keep it close to the chest. You know, I was a guy that I was always trying to be the nice guy because I knew I didn't have the leverage, right? So there are guys like Judon looks at it and goes, well, I played in 4 games last year, I had 4 sacks. I got the leverage.
He doesn't have the leverage.
No, so the problem is, as you get older,
mm-hmm.
your leverage is, no matter how you play, is diminishing because of the fact that they don't care. I don't care what you did 5 years ago, 4 years ago. I don't care what you did last year.
But the older you get to F you. Here's what I'm going to say.
Then,
some guys do.
And then you can look at your roster and you say, well, 93 looks pretty good.
Right.
You know, they got some rushers that are pretty hungry.
Right.
And they're doing whatever they can. So you have to, you know, look at things in a perspective of, okay, what's my timeline here?
Mm-hmm.
What do I have? What's the most amount of time that I can get something done?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, dependent on what that player wants. So I don't know what Judon wants. Nobody knows what the prices or the asking prices, because I assume that if it was just guaranteeing this year, it would have been done.
Right.
Right. If it was extending for 3 years or something that was more relative to what the top five pass rushers, I mean, the top pass rushers are making $35 million a year. You're not, you know.
But do you think Judon looks at it?
You have to be smart.
Right. Do you think he looks at it from the perspective of, okay, I'm making, what, $6.5 million this year? I know that I should be valued at, I don't know, 17, 18. I'm just pulling a number out of that. Do you think he looks at it and goes, if New England is to trade me, I'm going to get that from another organization?
The hard part about that is age, right? And that everybody is up against the clock. And I sat down at a table, and me and Bill Belichick looked at each other in the eyes. He said, Rob, I've never extended a 33-year-old defensive end, ever.
Right.
And I was like, oh, wow, okay. Well, I better reevaluate this situation. You know? It's like, all right, I'm 32. I'm going to be 33. So
like, thanks,
I
coach.
Think that's telling me something. So you have to look at things in the perspective.
You have
is
to
everything.
Appreciate the honesty.
Oh, 100%.
Transparency.
And I said, okay, that's, you know, great.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
Bill
thank you
doesn't
for
like
telling
his
me
players
that.
And other people.
So, I mean, and you talk about this is the slippery slope on, you know, production.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at David Andrews, for example.
Right.
I would give David Andrews the bumps to help, you know, hey, I feel a little underappreciated here. I've done a lot of things for this organization. I've won Super Bowls. I've been the guy. I've been the captain. I've done everything the right way. I give him a bump. Yes, because you have young guys that look at the older guys. They look at, you know, if you're an offensive lineman, you're first in the league. You're looking at David Andrews. You're like, man, this is how I want to replicate my career. I want to play a long time. I want to make money, provide for my family, all those things. So you give a guy like that a bump because every single day he comes in, he's a leader, he does the right things, he makes the right moves. Now, you have to make sure that you give the right guys the right bumps, and the wrong guys, you know, you just have to either let them walk if they want too much.
But,
and you look at the past of the Patriots, there are plenty of guys that could have been extended that walked out the door and got huge contracts.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just, that's the name of the game.
You were on the Saints, you were on the Dolphins before you came to the Patriots. And the Patriots today more resemble those Saints and Dolphins teams in terms of...
No, not even close. I was 1-15 with a Miami Dolphins team, fights on the airplane, guys losing 300,000 before practice, like, real issues. I'm talking, I saw, you know, guys lose their whole paycheck in one hand.
For the boot.
And, you know, I was doing it. He knew exactly what I was doing.
Whole paycheck?
Bang, 300,000. I'm like, my goodness.
300,000 in one hand?
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hooray for the
boot. You owe me. And I'm sitting there like, man, we're 0-10. I wonder if this is an issue for chemistry. You know, it's like, not good.
That's an IOU.
Yeah. And you thank God for Greg Camarillo in overtime, a slant route against the Ravens, and we were not 0-16. If the only reason we were not 0-16 was Greg Camarillo, and you know, we had Trent Green that year that went down. Cleo Lemon was our starting quarterback.
Holy
Joey
cow.
Porter, they had just gave a ton of money to. He's talking about taking shots of Hennessy before the game.
Oh my God.
It was nuts.
Maddening. IOU's got to be paid
Crowder,
by Tuesday.
It was nuts. You know, Joey Porter walks up to me. He's like, Nico, can you grab this $100 bill? And I have no idea. I have no money.
Right.
I have no money. I'm just a practice squad kid. He takes the $100 bill, and he goes, here, try to grab it. He drops it. I miss it. He goes, you owe me $100. I said, no. No, I don't. And he didn't even call me Ninko. He called me Kukoach because I look like Tony Kukoach, I guess.
I didn't know your name. It's like Wiki. I want to. We got to take a quick break. I want to get your thoughts on last night, if you can get anything.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
From the, I know
you. Yeah, there's a it's a long game. You know, when I watch preseason, I'm like, oh,
I want to know.
I like to see the the order of when guys are in.
Yeah.
You know who they're going against, and at the end of the day, production. When you if you produce, whoever you're playing against is great. So when they put guys out there, they put them in there for a reason, in certain orders, against who they're playing against is maybe backups, maybe third strings, guys that might not be there.
Okay.
But
well, we'll get your thoughts.
See.
All right. The great Rob Ninkovich is our guest here at the Sam Adams Tap Room, downtown, Faneuil Hall, our fifth birthday show. We'll be right back. At the Sam Adams Tap Room, Faneuil Hall, downtown, for our fifth birthday show. Rob Ninkovich is here. And what a morning it's been so far. I mean,
we've had this is a
unbelievable.
You've got a lot of people coming through on this thing.
A lot of good stuff.
Very interesting.
I have to say,
the last guest is
we wouldn't be here without Courtney. My mom makes that clear. But Courtney has a unique ability, a skill set that I have never seen, where something can be delivered. And before I can even pick my phone up, she already knows the exact value of that item.
Yeah.
So Ernie gave you a beautiful bottle of wine from 1982.
Yes.
And I'm like, thanks, Ernie. And she's like, $3,800.
$3,000. Very nice bottle.
Should I open it? Or do you drink?
I enjoy wine.
Yeah.
And if you would like to share a glass, I will take it. I mean, as soon as he said Chateau Margaux, I said, this is going to be expensive. And then he said 1982, and I said, this is going to be very expensive. Looked it up, and yeah, I mean, I find
what's
that
the value?
$3,000.
$3,000.
All right. For a bottle. Wow. And I could sit all day and listen to Rob and Wiggy go back and forth talking about gambling stories from their playing days.
Yeah.
Money is fascinating.
Yeah. I'm not a gambler. I hate gambling.
Yeah, I love gambling.
Yeah.
But you guys talking about how you would get on a plane and you if you sat down
Shohei
at a table,
hates gambling.
If you sat down at a table, you couldn't get up. You couldn't win and leave. You had to stay for the whole flight.
No, that would get you beat up. You can't just
Tom wasn't beating me up, but I won like $1,200 off Tom. It was awesome.
You were like,
I said, "You know what? I can't compete with this guy. He has infinite His pot is infinite. He could just, I'll just keep going. I'm like, I got to, my bonus here is not going to cover that.
So. You got to be careful.
Remember
the saying, you know the saying, big bank can never take little bank. I mean, little bank can little never bank, take
no, you
big
can't.
Bank.
That's safe.
And that's what Tom got.
Right.
He got that long money, but you got to be careful.
I know. When he came to play, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
He walked up to us, okay?
Yeah. I'm like, Wiggy, how much did you lose on one plane ride? He's like, one time, $20,000. I'm like, what?
Yeah, but that's different, though. We were betting like $100, and then it's like Bure, and then it's, AC Deucey. And so if a pot gets up to $5,000 and you lose, you now have to match that pot of $5,000.
God.
So when you guys won Super Bowls, you must have been betting crazy stuff.
No. The error was different and the player's different. It depends on who the player is.
Oh, okay.
If the player makes a ton of money,
Look at Jordan. They say Jordan has a serious issue.
Yeah.
His shoe company makes him $500 million a year. Mm. What does he care if he loses $50 million on
that? There were guys I knew that got on the plane with $100,000 in cash.
What?
But they could have.
They got the little satchels, like the little satchel. It's full of cash.
So it's not IOUs. They want the cash
IOU,
on the flight.
No. You'll get an IOU, but IOUs paid by Tuesday.
IOUs, because when you're getting paid, it's every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So last night, if anything, what did you get?
I was, you know what? Honestly, I was encouraged with operations, right? So there was a couple delayed games. That's going to happen, but there was one false start, I do believe. But I felt like Jerod did a great job in his first preseason game, and everyone understood what their role was in the coaching staff, right? It seemed like the substitutions were smooth. You know, usually in the preseason you get a lot of 12 guys on the field, you know, because one guy thinks he's still in on a series, but, you know, you have to make sure everyone understands, hey, I'm doing this amount of reps. You go and you talk to that player, you're out. You're done. Next guy, you're up. Make sure you're on the field.
Right.
And that happens with special teams, you know, punt unit. You see a lot of teams, they'll have 10 guys on the field on punt. They'll have too many guys on the field, you know. So I thought it was a great first preseason. Now, this is just the preseason, and everyone's going crazy. Listen, it's the preseason. These games don't count, but they do towards operation. How do we manage rotation? What do guys look like against certain players? You know, and because if you think the Patriots in that game looked amazing, what did the Panthers look like? Like, jeez.
Let me ask you the way Prosecutor Lally would. What, if anything, can we take from a single series for Drake May?
That he got hit a little bit. He got hit a little bit. He got roughed up, but just the one little hit. I saw him. He got hit in the shin once. You know, and when you get out there and you've been practicing in shells and you're not like in full pads, you're not throwing the ball against actual coverages, things look different. So for him, you know, getting out there for one series, going through his cadences, going through the play call, talking to the guys in the huddle, next week, you know, you have the Eagles at home and you're going to have some practices against the Eagles, and then you're going to see more of him on the field. So I think it's, you know, you're trying to be smart.
So it doesn't mean in your mind that Jerod Mayo has anointed Jacoby Brissett as the week one starter?
I mean, I think that if you go back from when we got Jacoby, the smart thing would be to make sure that you take care of your rookie quarterback. And, you know, you look at the roster right now, the one thing that you get nervous about is, okay, what's the depth at tackle? Offensive line is a big deal. You got to make sure you protect your quarterback. You got to make sure you keep the young guy safe. It's development, it's understanding the process, it's feeling comfortable in the offense. Like, those are all things that as a defender going against an offense, you would go against certain offenses, and they were just disheveled, right? They didn't have great communication. Mm-hmm. They weren't on the same page. Their cadences were off. You had false starts. You had offensive linemen that didn't know, you know, what go was. You know, so I think that in training camp, it's a process, trying to figure out what are the right pieces that work together. But then you're also building communication, which any type of successful business, military, anything is all revolved around communication.
I want to ask you this because I think it's a – because you kind of have a little bit of both worlds where you were a little bit with the kind of old school style of coming up in the game, but you also still played with kind of like the newest school style.
I didn't have a guardian cap, so, you know. I want to see if someone plays in the regular season with what
I was
on.
Yes, I guess now that you could do that. I think the thing that Mayo does is allow guys to play with a little bit, and I don't think it's going to make a difference, but a little bit of a stress-free type of situation. Because when we were coming up, or at least when I was coming up, Parcells was my head coach. Belichick was the coach. So every little thing you're terrified of making a mistake. Yes, you're like, because you're like, for some guys.
Wiggy, do you know what my coaching tree is? Sean Payton drafted me.
Yep.
Bill Parcells brought me to Miami. Okay. Bill Belichick brought me up here. So I have the coaching tree?
Yeah.
All from Parcells.
Yeah.
So imagine that environment,
believe me, I was undrafted as a rookie with Parcells coaching.
Now, the one thing that I would say helped me in being around Bill Belichick and those, if you ask some of my former players that I played with, or they think that I'm sometimes maybe not the nicest guy, right? Which I try to be nice all the time. But if something doesn't make sense to me, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
You know, Hightower, perfect example. We're playing Denver at home in the regular season. Hightower gives me a rip call on the inside. I look at the tackle, and what a rip call is, for everyone to understand, I go inside on the B gap and Hightower wraps. Well, I look at he gives me the call. I look at him. I look at the tackle. Tackle's tight, real, like foot to foot with the guard.
Right.
I'm like, there's no space here. That's really silly for me to go in there. I look at high, I say, okay. I don't do it.
Right.
I beat the tackle clean.
Yep.
I strip sack the quarterback.
Uh-huh.
We get the ball on like the 10.
Uh-huh.
We score. And high's like, what? you didn't run the call. I said, yeah, it was not a smart one. Right. So I didn't run it.
Right,
and
right.
then I came off the field. I explained it to Bill. I'm like, yeah, I just didn't do it. So that's just me. And now there are times where I didn't do that, and I missed the play.
And now you get your ass chewed out.
I go, I'll get him next time. Next time.
Next time.
Next time.
Yeah. No, you're going to hear about it in the Monday morning meeting.
I mean,
God damn it.
All right. What is this?
So you're encouraged somewhat.
I'm encouraged with the process of going. You start to finish. I felt like that game was managed well.
Gresham Foyer coming up next. Any advice for Foyer when it comes to
get the boxing gloves on? Come on, Chris.
They should settle it.
Yeah, let's
him
just
and
do it.
Terry, they should just settle it physically.
Judon.
I mean, Judon. Yeah. Physically. Judon.
Well, nowadays everyone's so quick to try and make bank off somebody. So
plus Foyer,
I would just
older.
You got to sign a contract. Like, hey, you want to roll? Yeah. I'll get a lawyer.
Foyer has back problems. It wouldn't be a good look for
him. But Foyer's from the old school, so he'll be scrappy. He don't fight fair. Yeah, he's from the old school. Don't fight fair. We're from the old school.
So I still feel like I could fight. Up until when I know I can't fight, then I'll go into the suing.
Well, you only got a little bit of gas left.
A little bit of gas.
Don't waste it on
anything
stupid.
I do too much. I fell off my bike the other day. I did 20 miles and I bought a road bike. Oh, I got that bright jacket so I don't get run over by a car. Everyone's texting. I almost ran off the road. Relax over here. Jeez.
All right. Well, Rob Ninkovich, you're the best. Thank you. How about a round of applause for our guy?
See you guys.
Thanks for being here.
The best.
Thank you. Happy 5 years.
Thanks for everything. Thanks for everything you've done for the show.
Good thing I turned down the job. Wiggy got it.
Yeah, I know. That is true. I did offer him the job before you.
I don't mind being second. You know what? Sometimes the second
But I love Wiggy, so it's great.
Sometimes the second wife is better.
Yeah. Well, it
depends on how much the first wife took.
Yeah.
I think you have your wife's name on your neck there, Wiggy.
We offered him this much, and then ESPN offered him
more. Yeah. Well, now I'm unemployed, so it worked out great. Yeah. You know.
All right. It's been unbelievable this morning, you guys. Thanks so much for coming out. You're the greatest radio audience anybody has ever had or could have imagined. Your support of this show over the last 5 years has been incredible, and here's to another five.
Yeah.
Want to thank Jim Cook, Nick, everybody here at Sam Adams. If we could, a round of applause for them.
Woohoo!
They've been serving us all morning, and they'll be serving us all afternoon. I don't feel like there's any reason to leave. I feel like we should
stay here and have another.
Let's stay here, have some lunch.
Boston,
why not? Might as well. Well, Wiggy's on the bike, so that's
I'm
okay.
I'm on the bike. Yeah.
So thanks to Nick.
Go biking. You want to go biking?
Adams. I got the e-bikes.
Yeah, he's got an e-bike. Anything, you guys? It's great working with you guys.
You're the best.
All right,
congratulations,
Courtney. You were the breath of fresh air that this show needed 3 years ago.
Thank you,
Courtney.
And she has the wine, just in case you're wondering where.
Yeah, you walked. I'll take the wine home.
You can take the wine, case. And we got to mention Shime too. Shime, you changed this program completely when you came on board. So
love
appreciate you, Greg.
Shime,
and I have beer for you, Shime.
Yeah, we love you so much, Shime.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.